So we're going to get started. I'm just going to mute everybody out here. And we are very excited. This is our Living from the Heart teleseminar. We're going to let you know what this Living from the Heart seminar that we're doing August 18th and 19th is all about. And first of all, thank you for being on the call. It was great to hear all of your voices. I always love doing that first part where we get to hear everybody's name and where you're from. And we're really excited about this call today because we're going to be talking to Dr. Alex Lloyd and his mentor, as I mentioned earlier, Larry Napier, about their seminar, Living from the Heart. And I don't want to spoil it, but I do want to give you a little taste of why this is so exciting and so important. These two guys met 18 years ago. Since that meeting, they've both had 18 years to cultivate and deepen their understanding of the principles in Living from the Heart. And this meeting was something that really turned Alex's life. And he's going to tell you more about that. So the question is, what will be the culmination of those 18 years and these two great minds? This is the first time that they are going to be presenting together. And that's what we're going to find out today from the mentor and the prodigy, and that's Larry Napier and Dr. Alex Lloyd. So first of all, I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Alex Lloyd. Most of you on the call today know him as the founder of the Healing Codes, and he is also a PhD, an MD, and an ordained minister. And Alex, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Lori. It's great to be here.
Great. Yeah, I'm very excited about this. And what I'd like for you to do, since most of us are not as familiar with Larry, I'd really like for you to tell us a little bit about Larry Napier.
Sure, Lori. I'll be happy to. 18 years ago, I was watching my life crash all around me. My wife wanted a divorce, and we'd been married for a very short period of time. I was broke and in debt way over my head. I'd lost my faith in God, and every dream I ever had for my life was crashing right in front of me, and I was starting to believe that none of those things that I had dreamed of all my life were ever going to happen, but what was going to happen was all the things that I had never thought would happen to me because I was seeing them start to happen. And a really huge negative event, or at least I thought it was negative at the time, happened. It was on a Sunday night during a thunderstorm, and it was kind of the rock bottom of that period of time of my life. The very next day, I was introduced to Larry, who started discipling me and teaching me a lot of things, but in particular about the issues of the heart, which was foreign to me, and how every problem that you have, including all the problems that I was watching in my life right then, is really a heart issue, and if you want to fix it, you can if you apply these principles of the heart, and if you want to live the life you have dreamed about, you can also do that if you keep living based on these principles of the heart. Now, every great man that I have ever talked to has had a similar crisis like that in their life. Now, I'm not saying I'm a great man, but I'm just saying every great man I've ever talked to or read about has had a similar crisis in their life, and it seems a common thread in those stories is that they read something or they met someone or a mentor took them by the hand like Larry did with me, and it changed everything. And what I want you to know is that Larry has not only been that kind of secret that changed my life for me, he has been that for hundreds and thousands of people around the world, as he's been teaching these principles for many, many years, way longer than the 18 years that I've known him. In fact, Mark Victor Hansen, the co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, said about Larry publicly, "My friend Larry Napier is one of the wisest, most brilliant, and articulate men I have ever known. The future he describes will change the world," and that's by Mark Victor Hansen. Now, what Mark says there about the future he describes will change the world, what he's talking about is your future. that your future, your world will change for sure, no doubt about it, if you learn about these issues of the heart and apply them to your life. And what Mark doesn't say in that quote is that I know firsthand that at different times Mark has called Larry on the phone and said, "Hey Larry, you know, I'm going through this issue in my life. Tell me the heart issues that apply to this." Now, maybe not in those exact words, but that's kind of the gist of it. And there's many, many other people around the world that, even though you have not heard the name Larry Napier, maybe, as a big world shaker, a lot of world shakers out there will credit their life and their breakthroughs and the books that they write and all that sort of thing. They'll give Larry a lot of credit privately for being the thing that kind of gave them a big aha, a big understanding about their life. So Larry has been my mentor for 18 years. I would not be where I am today if it wasn't for him. The healing codes, I don't believe, would exist today if it were not for him. Because even though the healing codes did not come from Larry, I believe those were a revelation from God to me. Larry taught me about the issues of the heart, and when the healing codes came along, the healing codes are a tool that helps fix the issues of the heart. Now, this seminar is not about the healing codes. It's about learning the issues of the heart. And Larry, in my opinion, and the opinion of many other people, is the world's foremost expert in this subject. But also, like a lot of the great people through history, he has not ever written this down. He has taught it completely, 100%, totally, and only in person and one-on-one. So I'm really excited, more than I can put into words, about the 18th and the 19th. And I'm also going to be sharing two or three hours of material that I have learned that's also about the issues of the heart, maybe more from a scientific research, biological, physiological place, the great majority of which I've never taught before in regard to the healing code. So that's kind of my take on who Larry is and why I am so excited about this.
Great. Thank you so much, Alex. And Larry, I just feel very honored to have been able to speak with you several times in the past couple of weeks, like I said earlier. And one of the things that you said was about how we have lost the meaning of the heart. And I think you say the rediscovery of the heart. What do you mean by that phrase, and how do we do this?
Well, Laurie, thank you. It's such a delight, and I really appreciate your heart. Let me just start, folks, by saying to Alex how blessed I am to be on the call with you. And I'm not talking about the telephone call. I'm talking about the call live to life, the call to life on the 18th. I really believe this is a new beginning, and it's a day that will allow those who join us to begin a new dimension of life, and it's a day we begin to reap in a greater way the harvest of what our 18 years of searching together have been. And so I'm so pleased by your life, Alex, and by your growth and your commitment to impact the world. So as you can tell, I'm really running over with expectation about what this is all about. I've used the phrase rediscovery of the heart, Lori, for years because I, too, had a background in psychology, study of psychology was my study in school. I continued to study why people do what they do all my life. Spent years in ministry, spent years with a big book in my hand studying, trying to get insights on all these things. And literally after years of ministry and being around leading teachers with Bibles in their hands, I came to the realization that nobody was ever teaching me about what my heart was, and that word was all over the big book. And so 1984, I started over, and I was stunned by what happened to me. I think the ramifications of it are earth-shattering, tremendous things. And so rediscovery of the heart simply means to me that our schools and our industries, and sadly to me, our churches, have not taught us or known how to teach us how to use our most God-given ability. And that's an incredible statement. We obviously are using it all day long. If anybody's been in a car today and driving down the highway at 70 miles an hour, you couldn't remotely do that unless your heart was operating big time. But what does it cost us because we've not been aware of where it is, what it is, how to get there, how to live from there, how to operate? Well, it's been really disastrous. In fact, our schools, our parents, about every place we turn, have told us to ignore, or they've ridiculed or suppressed this most God-given piece of ability. And so the end result of that is, in a secular way, we've been blocked from the key to what I call peak performance. And in a spiritual way, we're sick and we're anemic. And it's because we lost the way of the heart. And the only way to recover that is to go back to the very beginning. And so this very simple thing to me is, we do not know what the word heart means, Lori. We know the word heart. When did I not know the word heart? I mean, we've got 100 and some people on this call right now. If we said to everybody what the heart is, everybody would say, well, you know what the heart is. No, I don't. Please tell me what it is, where is it, how do I get there, how do I operate from there? Well, you know, and that's the way that it's been. And so we know the word heart as a definition, but the definition deceives us into believing that we are experiencing what that word means. And you cannot experience a word if you do not know what the word means on the inside. That's the whole purpose of words, are either to inform us or to block us. And so the word heart and the word and the word spirit and the word soul are words we've lost the meaning of. We now have the definitions of, and therefore we're living from the heads instead of from the heart.
I love that. It brings to mind a sort of silly-sounding story. I remember when I was a kid, I used to say a word over and over and over again until it completely lost meaning. I think my favorite one was saying banana. And you really do get to the place where you just don't even know what that word means anymore, and it sounds like that's what we've done with these words that you're speaking of.
Well, I think it's 100% true, and I think that we have lost the meaning of these words for centuries. So this is not something that is, it's our collective group of folks that have lost this meaning, and particularly the West. But we for sure have lost the fundamental meaning of those words as they are at the very beginning. And we have to start at the very beginning. If we've lost something, who among us, Alex, would not say, if we were helping a child that had said they've lost something and they really needed it, wouldn't say, wait a minute, let's do what? Let's start at the very beginning, right?
Right, right.
So, the right place, the Von Trapp. You've sung it.
Right.
And for me, that right place to start is in ancient Hebrew scripture or in nature. There's two places. All of science is about studying nature and find out the way God created things and the way things work. So there's two places that we can look, that we can say, this is authentic. I know I'm going to source. For me, that's ancient Hebrew scriptures, in the beginning God, and nature. It's the two places I look to validate anything. Alex and I love to kibitz with each other on something somebody else has just written in a book. Well, the way we evaluate whether that's true or not is whether it's consistent with what we can see in nature or we can find in the big book. And if I can't find it both places, I just think it's another man with another idea.
Right. Okay, now you actually mentioned something about the key to peak performance. Learning to live from the heart is the key to peak performance. And I'm really interested in that because I just am very interested in anything that has to do with peak performance from all areas, areas of our life.
Yeah, it's a great question. Who among us would not like to be able to perform better? Who among us would not like to have more times that we visit peak performance? In fact, some of us never have visited peak performance. It's used in athletics all the time of talking about being in the zone, and it really is where a person gets into a place that the intellect in the head is not in the way, that all the rehearsals that have taken place while we were lying in bed or while we were practicing on the practice field, all of those rehearsals coalesce into a flow where it is happening because the heart says, if you stop confusing me with your thoughts, I'll show you that I really do have this, and you can make the basket, you can make the putt, you can hit the shot, you can perform the pirouette, you can do whatever it is, you can learn the material. I've got a wonderful example we don't have time to go through here, but I have a son who is currently building $18 and $20 million houses for the elite in Nashville, Tennessee, that I was told to get out of school because he would never do anything because he had a learning disability. and he was tested. And I was told that by a PhD, when he was a sophomore, he'd taken the eighth grade over, had bad grades, and this is a genius that they didn't know how to teach. And I found out how to unlock him, and he went from a D to an A in 20 minutes. So there's fundamental things here. Our school systems have failed us greatly, and that's not to take on any teachers here because they weren't taught how to use this equipment either. If we've lost the equipment that God gave us to function out of, then we can't do anything except have mediocre performance. And so Alex and I talk about the key to peak performance as it's a path, it's a goal, and it's a place. So what we want to introduce is a new way of getting on that path. And it's a goal that we're moving to, and it's a place we get to visit, and the more we visit it, the more we'll be able to live there.
Larry, I'm really excited about hearing more about that. It sings to my soul the way that you talk about it, especially being a performer, that you can just let go of it. So you mentioned this earlier as well, and I know you and I have talked about this, that August the 18th is dedicated to life. And that you were really excited that we were doing this seminar on that date specifically. So could you tell us about that a little bit?
Well, I'm a mystic at heart. And so the talking about August the 18th to many people on this call, it'll be just like a date to be considered. To the people that are really getting this from the heart, it's much more than that, because in the spiritual arena, things are not intellectual, but they are more real than they ever can be just at the intellectual level. August the 18th is significant to me for reasons I won't go into in detail, but the 18th is the most significant symbol in one context in the whole concept of Hebrew and Hebrew life and Israel and all that context, because it is the number 18 is made up of the letters that's called Hi. Anybody can get on Google and look that up. It's to life. To life. It's the toast that Jewish people do all over the world. To life. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And so Alex and I believe the 18th is to be dedicated to life. Now, many people on this call have already received the benefits, and I think huge benefits, that there's nothing else in the arena of the natural that has more potential impact than the healing codes and what's taking place there. But just think how much greater that can be for every single one of us who not only know about the codes, but come to a greater understanding, in fact, a greater faith. And so when you look at that, the healing codes success are representing a fundamental breakthrough that's unprecedented in natural phenomenon to me. But the codes are going to work much better with a depth of understanding. And so just imagine what happens when we understand and faith absolutely soars. And what's so important about this, Gloria, is faith is 100% a function of heart. I just said a mouthful.
Yeah, that's a big statement.
And faith is not an exercise of will. Oh, my. And faith is not a result of mental effort. So why are we so faithless? Because we think it's a function of will, or that it's the result of mental effort. Genuine faith is effortless. It's a conviction of the heart, and faith is the opposite of effort, the absolute opposite. Faith comes when we get fresh revelation, and revelation that we accept, and it becomes an aha. So think of this like you're laying in bed, and it's dark, and somebody comes to the knocks on your bedroom door, asks you a question, and you need the light on. They ask you a question, and you say, well, turn the light on. What's wrong with your eyes? Nothing's wrong with my eyes. Turn the light on. Because your eyes in a dark room are healthy as they can be, but they're not functioning till the light's on. That's faith. We're sitting here with this dormant, huge asset that's been put inside us that is waiting for the light to come on. And when it comes on and the face says, ah, I see, then it means it's effortless. Oh, can we go wonderful places with there? So that's what we believe, that the rediscovery of the heart and combining the healing codes and with this whole dedication to life will provide us with revelation after revelation that can literally take our lives into new levels of understanding and our growth together. And we're like Ned in the first reader. We're on the cutting edge of this. We cannot be recovering something that has been lost for thousands of years and say, okay, we're there. No, we're not there, but we are on the pathway there, and we have gone to the right door. Let me use a metaphor to help illustrate that, and then I'll I can get going, and I don't want to go too long here, but
okay.
Think of this. I believe that mankind, in the West particularly, but also in the East has not lost the heart as much as the West. But anyway, in that context, we've been living in this great place, but I want to call it a house. We would call it the world. I want to call it a house. And that house is where we've lived and lived and lived and lived and lived, and all of our experiences have taken place inside this house, and we sense that there's something much greater outside this house. And every now and then someone will come along and say, ah, here's a new door. And you open the door hoping that you're going to go into that other realm, but instead you find out it's just another door to another room in the house. Well, the fact of the matter is there's only one door to the whole world as God created it to be lived, and that's the heart. And if you don't go through that door, you're just going through some other door with some other claim, and it's the latest tape or the latest claim or the latest series that's out there, and it's just another door going to another room, but will not end up changing our lives drastically in any significant way unless it's an issue of the heart.
All right. All right, great. So from what I understand, August the 19th is actually a free bonus seminar for those who would like to attend. How is that one going to be different, this new edition, than the 18th seminar?
Well, oh my. This is a place where my heart truly soars, because the fact of the matter is I know nothing about the heart. I didn't learn out of Scripture. Nothing. I appreciate all the scientific study, and I've looked at some of that. I've looked at a lot of that, in fact. But what I know, I already knew before. I found nothing but validation in the scientific arena. Nothing. I learned nothing new from the scientific arena. I received validation from what I already knew, because what I'd found in the ancient Hebrew scriptures, which have been lost to the church and industry and to the world. And so we have never, in the seminars I've done across North America, I have never once ever taught with an open Bible in my hand, because I never intended to trap people and get them in there and have them feeling like there was a Christian experience or a religious thing that was taking place. And Alex has been in the exact same place, as I understand it. And the 18th seminar will preserve that format. We are teaching principles that we have learned. But on the 19th, for the first time ever, I'm going to do it with an open Bible. And the whole objective of that will be for people that's important to. It's what, to me, is where the river's deeper and the water's sweeter and the revelation's brighter. And the whole objective about that is to rediscover those from the source and talk about from the source. But as a warning, this is strictly and radically about Jesus of Nazareth. And the hope and prayer of that day is that we will see Jesus in a way we never have before. And the goal of it is to go further back and higher up, and to end up with a greater awareness of faith, hope, and love that ultimately comes from God alone, and that's the objective, to have that come to a greater concept of spiritual awareness. So that's open Bible, and it is a warning. Nobody should come that's going to be offended that we're speaking out of what we believe at our core place. We're totally respectful of everybody. We've proven that for years and years and years. The 19th of the day, we believe it's time for us to say, for those who want to say, and for us to maybe get in some churches that we've not got in ever gone. We never made that the focus place. It may be time for us to go through that door for the people who want us to go through it. So that's what that's about.
Well, Larry, this is all really very exciting, and I thank you so much for your heart. And we're going to bring you back on for some questions and answers at the end. So those of you on the call, if you have questions for Larry, you can wait. And what I'd like to do now is to bring out Alex. Alex, you said that you're going to be sharing some things that you've never shared before, and I'd like for you to tell us about that just in the next couple minutes here.
Sure, Lori. I'll be happy to. I'm going to talk about a number of things that just because of the nature of the healing codes, we don't usually have time to get into. We talk about the theory, the stress, the healing codes, stuff like that. But about these deep issues of the heart and the research regarding that, we've not had time to do that, or in some situations felt it was appropriate. So a few things I'm going to be talking about. One I call the great aha. Again, every great person in history that I've ever read about at some point had an aha. And that aha brought a number of things. It brought understanding where they never had it before.
It brought inspiration to follow through with the understanding, which is one thing that's lacking a lot of times when people don't really have an aha. They just figure something out. They don't have the inspiration to follow through in action with it. A true aha, the inspiration to follow through, is also there. So we're going to talk about that and how you can... Our guarantee is that if you come to this seminar and do not get a major aha in your life, we'll give you your money back. We are convinced that every person that comes is going to get an aha. And the wonderful thing about that is when that happens, it's like an immediate paradigm shift. Your heart, your head, your soul, your spirit, your mind are all in harmony. And it's like a magical moment where the clouds part and you understand totally and completely to the level that you feel it. It's not just an intellectual understanding. You feel it, and like I said before, you have the inspiration to follow through with that feeling.
And I just wanted to pipe in here. I know that you and I have been talking about that a little bit lately, just on our own, about how it's not motivation, because I know in my work, I don't want to be motivated. I want to be inspired. I don't want to have to make myself do something.
That's right.
I want to be inspired to do it. Okay.
That's right. Motivation doesn't work. Motivation is external, and if this is not internal, you'll never be able to follow through with it long term. So you're right. We want to be inspired, not motivated. And by the way, everything we do because of an understanding or a misunderstanding. I brush my teeth because I have some level of understanding about my teeth and gums and roots and all that sort of thing, and what happens if I keep them clean versus what happens if I don't. I go to school because of some understanding, to work, have children, you name it. Everything we do is based on our understanding of something or not. The other day, we have a boat. We like to go to the lake with our family and friends, and my boat quit working right. Well, to me, that's just, all right, that's it. It's broken, can't go anymore, because I know nothing about boat motors. But a friend of mine, the same thing happens. Oh, no problem. Let me pop up the hood here, see what's wrong. Well, he has a different level of understanding than I do. And understands different things, so it opens up possibilities for him that I don't have. We're going to create understanding for you about the issues of your life that's going to allow you to not be paralyzed, to not be blocked, to not be stopped in what you want, but to be able to achieve it and have it happen.
Great. Now, one of these things that you're going to be talking about just sort of set my head spinning, sort of gave me brain freeze, and that's, you said, three critical physiological parts of the heart. So I'm very curious to know what that's about.
Yeah, that does sound kind of weird, doesn't it? Physiological parts.
Yeah, since we're talking about the
heart.
Spiritual, right.
Yeah, that's right. Well, but it is absolutely the truth, and this is research that I've been doing for a good while now, and I'll lay that research out, but there absolutely are three critical physiological parts of the spiritual heart. And here's the cool thing. There is one part that determines the meaning of everything. That's its job. It determines the meaning of everything that happens. Well, hey, you ever believe anything that you know you shouldn't be believing? Well, that's because of this part. It's assigning a meaning to that. It is a wrong meaning, and we're going to show you how that happens and how to change it. Another physiological part of the spiritual heart is the part that acts on the meaning instantly, no matter what you think or want. In other words, it bypasses all conscious functioning. So it acts on that meaning before you have a chance to think and overrides your thinking. We're going to tell you what that is, and we're going to show you how to change that as well.
Okay. So you've also said along these same lines that these three parts, there are three possible responses, physiological responses by the heart to
That's
any
right.
situation.
That's right. Again, based on scientific research, there are three possible physiological responses by the heart to any and every situation. And whichever one of those responses your heart chooses will determine what you think, feel, and do. And we're going to lay those out and show you what has to happen to change the response that your heart keeps choosing. In other words, if your heart keeps choosing to activate fight or flight, we're going to tell you how to change that. If your heart keeps activating some addiction like pornography or alcohol or being addicted to romance novels or anything, a lot of things are good, but they're not when they become an addiction. We're going to share with you what is happening in the physiology of the heart that's creating that response and how you can change it.
Great. Now, Alex, I'm really excited about this next thing because I like to sit down and calculate things and figure things out and then see how they move and how I improve. And one of the things that you've said that you're going to be talking about is a numerical value in the heart of any problem. Tell us about that.
Yeah. We like that. We like in the healing codes, a 0 to 10 rating and tests are usually 0 to 100, and we like numbers. And I figured out some while back a way to determine the actual numerical value of any heart issue that's related to something that you're going through in your life. So let's say you're not succeeding at your career the way you want to. Well, there's a guarantee that you've got a heart issue that needs to be healed that's corresponding to you not succeeding. Well, one thing that's helpful is to know how bad is it. So we're going to teach you how to determine the numerical value of that heart issue, and then you can keep doing that as you track its healing. So you can watch that score or numerical value change as you integrate some of these things we're going to teach you over the day and watch those issues of the heart start to heal.
That just sounds so cool. Very cool to me. So just one or two more things here. We, since The Secret has come out, and so many people have seen it, and we just love that everybody's learning about the law of attraction. Now, you're going to be speaking some about the law of attraction. Sometimes it doesn't work. So tell us what you're going to be covering with the law of attraction and why it's not working and how it can work for people.
Yeah, I don't know if I would use the terminology it doesn't work.
Right.
I think the way I would state it is it's not working for you. Maybe it's working against you. You're attracting stuff into your life that you don't want. And the law of attraction is an ancient principle that some people have relatively recently labeled the law of attraction. But we're going to be talking about what that really is and what it's not. And also, there's a mechanism in the heart that will absolutely block the law of attraction from working for you. We're going to tell you what that is and how to flip that switch so that you can start attracting into your life the things that you want instead of the things that you don't want. And this is bigger than it sounds, because if you got The Secret or the book, or you're a big fan of the law of attraction, you can literally spend years or decades of your life butting your head against a wall that's never going to move if this heart switch that controls that is turned off. So let's save a lot of time and effort and energy and money and turn that switch on so that you can start attracting what you want.
So is this where the tools that you were talking about earlier today are going to come in?
Partly, yeah. And that's one thing that Larry and I are both so excited about, is this one-day seminar is going to be absolutely jam-packed. It's 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, and then we'll have questions and answers. But we're going to teach you this theory that has been life-changing to thousands of people around the world, that Larry's been teaching for decades, and also the stuff that I'm going to be teaching. And the only place I've taught this, I taught about an hour of it about a month ago in another country, and I had people coming up telling me this was the most powerful stuff I have ever heard you share. And I've listened to all the Healing Code seminars, the Success Code seminars, everything. This impacted me more than any of that. And one sweet lady was crying. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. She said, no, no. She said, these are happy tears. She said, for the first time, I understand why I've never been able to do it and that it's not my fault. And so we're going to explain all that, but then we're not going to leave it there. We're also going to give you some time-proven tools that Larry and I have both used ourselves and taught other people of how to take advantage of how we're wired as far as these heart issues are concerned. This is not in place of the healing codes. Okay, it's in addition to the healing codes. You still need the healing codes. They do something different, and this is not anything like that. But we're going to teach you some very practical ways that you can take advantage of how our heart works, the hardware, the programming, the software, to be able to live the life that you want to live, turn on that that switch that allows the law of attraction to work for you. Start believing, thinking, feeling, acting in ways that take you closer to what you want in your life instead of farther away. So we're going to do both. You're going to leave with practical tools that we teach you how to use and let you use there, and we're going to create an aha for you that we believe will be a turning point in your life, like it was for Larry when he discovered it, like it was for me, for Mark Victor Hansen, and so many others.
Well, Alex, thank you so much to both you and Larry for putting this together, for putting all this work into finding a way to present this information to people so that their lives can change. We just really appreciate that. And so I know that you guys out there are really curious now to know how you can participate this and how you can find out more about it, and I'm going to tell you that right now. Now, this seminar is actually valued at $995, and we are offering it at a discounted price, and this is Larry Napier, mentor to Alex Lloyd and someone who's changed many other lives like Mark Victor Hansen, as Alex mentioned, and we are offering it for $495. Now, here's the cool thing. There's actually a $300 discount for the first 200 paid registrants. Okay, so if you're one of the first 200 who registers for the Living from the Heart seminar, you are going to get a $300 discount, which brings it up to $195 if you act immediately. So let me tell you how to sign up for that right now. What you're going to want to do is go to this web address. It's www.thehealingcode, and that's with no S, .com/living, L-I-V-I-N as in Nancy, G. So again, that's www.thehealingcode with no S, .com/living. And also, they've done this fabulous thing about the Sunday presentation that Larry was talking about the Sunday seminar. So Sunday, August 19th, we're offering a special bonus day for those who want to know why Larry and Alex believe what they believe and teach what they teach. For the first time ever, as Larry said, they're going to offer to all registrants who choose to attend, even if you sign up for the 18th, you can still come to the 19th. It's a free open Bible seminar. So you do have to register for the 18th, but if you do, you get it for free. So in other words, you can come to that seminar on Sunday. You can also choose to only attend the non-religious or non-biblically based seminar on Saturday, or you can only come to the one on Sunday. So, Alex, before we get to the Q&A, I wanted to ask you one more question.
Shoot.
Okay. Why is this seminar important for people who already have the healing codes?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question, and it's a really important one. You know, if there's something wrong with my car, I already told you I don't know anything about motors. If there's something wrong with my car, Lori, you can walk me over to the hood of the car. You can pop the hood. You can give me socket wrenches and screwdrivers and all that kind of stuff and say, okay, Alex, here's all the tools you need to fix the motor. Go ahead, fix it. And I'm going to sit there with this blank look expression on my face and am going to feel kind of helpless, and I might get under there and see if anything really obviously looks out of whack. But by and large, I'm probably not going to be able to fix it. Now, on the other hand, if I know how to fix it, but I don't have the tools I need to fix it, I'm in trouble too. The healing codes is the tool to address these issues of the heart. It's like the screwdrivers and the socket wrenches and that sort of thing. The Living from the Heart seminar is the knowledge of the motor, how it works, what's going wrong, and how you need to fix it. It is making you a PhD in the issues of the heart. Saying it another way, it's making you a PhD in the operation of the issues of your life, where they come from, how they work, what will fix them, what will make them worse, how it will block the life you want, how it will make you sick, etc. And I've talked to a lot of people, and I know a lot of people in this field, and everyone I have ever talked to has told me this: I have never seen this material anywhere else, as far as what I'm teaching and what Larry's teaching. And not to say that there's not a lot of great stuff out there, but as far as I know, you cannot get this anywhere else. That's why we're doing this so cheap, okay? This is at the Vanderbilt Marriott. This is not an inexpensive seminar to do. We're bringing in a number of people to help us with it from different parts of the country. But the determination that we made is that we want to make this where anybody and everybody can afford this, because we hear all the time from people who aren't getting the results they want with the healing codes, and we ask them, well, are you doing them every day? Well, I do them some of the time, or I do them most every day, the problem is not with that person per se. It's that they don't have an understanding of how this stuff works and how critical it is to address and heal these issues of the heart. Okay? That's what this seminar is for, and we're going to give you tools that are not in the healing codes that you can use that are going to enhance your life, whether you're using the healing codes or not.
Well, Laurie, can I add just one piece to that?
Yes, please.
Mark Victor Hansen called me after going through Alex's seminar, and Mark didn't just go through a day. He actually went through the more extensive seminar.
5 days.
Mark called me about 3 months later, and he asked me this question. He says, how much does faith have to do with what's involved in the healing codes? And I said, well, Mark, you asked the wrong person that, because I believe everything has to do with faith. And so what I said earlier about faith, not effort, and it's not a decision of the will, it's ahas, it's revelation. The healing codes have done what they have done for many, many people without even addressing faith issues as a topic, or heart from a faith standpoint as a topic. But when you hear Alex, when you hear Ben talk about these things, things happen on the inside. Certain levels of aha come. We're just going to be increasing those levels of aha, and please, this is really critical for everybody to understand. I appreciate the kind things Alex has said about me. I feel like I'm Ned in the First Reader on these issues of heart. I've been at them now for years, but I could get my wife on the phone, who I've been married to for 44 years, and she could let you know that she thinks I have some other heart issues I need to work on. And so this is real simple, folks. We're on a path. We're going someplace. We've found the door. But we've got centuries of loss and decay of being able to turn and say, let's turn, let's go there, let's see what happens, and watch what happens in our life. So I think a fundamental thing is, even though these are not issues that have been addressed as the healing codes and do not have a direct impact on the healing codes from that one standpoint, and so Alex can say, this is not what you've had before, I believe that it will cause the results from the healing codes to soar, because you can't replace what happens inside a person when they come to, I get it. And I don't have words to express that. You have to be hearing that with your heart, or you can't get it anyway, because it's not an intellectual thing we're talking about.
Great. Well, I just want to thank both of you again, and I'm very excited I get to experience this, not the one in Nashville, but a little bit later, and I just can't wait. I'm very excited about it. I want my own aha moment. So ready for that. So again, for those of you out here, you can go to www.thehealingcode.com/living, L-I-V-I-N-G. And what I'd like to do now is to take some questions and answers. I'm sure that some of you out there have some questions. So the operator, could we get you to come back out here?
Certainly, Laurie. At this time, if you have a question or comment, you can press the number one on your...
There are currently 4 participants in your conference.
Be sure to press it only once. All questions will be answered in the order that they are received. So if you just give us a couple seconds to get the first name, we'll start with the questions.
Great, thanks. Okay, so we're going to get to that in just a second here. And anything else that that you guys would like to add in while he's getting those questions for us?
I just wanted to reiterate one thing real quick, and that is the seminar on the 18th is for anybody and everybody. And it as Larry and I have been doing for years, and I don't think either one of us have ever had anybody offended, we want to share this information with everybody. We don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable or like they're not welcome or this does not apply to them. The seminar on the 18th will be that. The 19th is for the very first time Larry and I have taught some of these things with an open Bible, and we're very excited about that. But the 18th is for anybody and everybody, and I believe you will feel very much at home.
Great. Thank you so much. All right, do we have a question lined up?
Yes, we do. Our first question comes from Shane in New Zealand. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Shane.
Marvelous time we've had this morning. My question is, how can those of us from halfway around the world get to hear the information you're going to be presenting in that seminar? Because it'll just be a total impossibility for me to get there at this point.
Yeah, I understand that, Shane. We're going to do the best we can. This is the first time we have ever done this, and Larry and I don't know what's going to happen as a result of this. We have both had a number of people telling us over the years, you have got to get this in a form that can be shared with everybody on the planet. And I think Larry will agree that we are committed to doing that. This is our first step. I don't know what step number two is, but Larry and I are just praying about it. Larry, you want to say anything about that?
Well, I just believe that the 18th is really about set-appointed times. It's about times that happen that's way beyond us. And so Alex and I have been 18 years together, and that they selected the 18th is huge to me. And sure. So what I'm saying to that is I think there's new beginnings, and new beginnings are really, really important. And sometimes all the preparation of your life, and I feel like I'm 64-year-old grandpa, and law, me, I believe something absolutely in another realm is going to break loose in my life on that day. And so who knows where that will go.
All right. And are you going to be putting it on audio or DVD, that seminar?
We are exploring those things. I don't have an answer to that yet. but we're exploring that.
And when if we do have something, we will certainly let you know about it. We'll send out things to our Healing Codes families and let you guys know about it and
right.
that it's available.
Well, here's one thing I would say for those of you who aren't in New Zealand, is that if nobody's getting married, nobody's dying, and nobody's being born, find a way to get here. I had one person ask me, okay, I'm thinking about buying the Healing Codes, but I also got this thing about this seminar. Which one should I do? Well, this is going to sound crazy, but my advice is get to the seminar. Now, because you need to have an understanding, you need to have the aha about what controls your life and how you can change it. Now, I also believe you're going to come out of there saying, you know what, I need some screwdrivers and wrenches to help me deal with these issues of the heart. But what I would say, if I had that choice today, right now, I would say come to the seminar, because I know the thing that changed my life was learning these issues, and I don't believe the Healing Codes would even exist if that had not occurred.
So, Shane, I don't know if that really makes you feel any better.
We're going to do the best we can.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna try to get something to you, and we'll let you know.
That would be fantastic.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Janice in Florida. Go ahead, Janice.
Yes, I came in a little bit late on this. I wasn't sure exactly where the seminar is being held. I did get the 18th and 19th dates, and I got Vandermeer Marriott. Is this one being held in Nashville itself?
It is in Nashville. So you probably didn't know that because I actually didn't say it.
Okay.
So,
right.
Yes, it is in Nashville, Tennessee.
All right, and you mentioned something about one coming up later. When is that, and where will it be?
We do not have another one scheduled.
Oh.
That's actually specifically for the company. So that's now be experiencing it. Yeah.
I see. Okay. All right. And one more question. I had sent in for a unique URL as an affiliate, and I wanted to find out what's the phone number that I can call and follow up on that.
That is a question for Jamie.
Okay.
Let me give you his contact. Actually, you know what? Here's what I'm going to ask you to do.
Okay.
Email our information.
Mm-hmm.
And that's info@thehealingcode.com.
Okay.
And just at the top or in the subject line, you can put affiliate question for Jamie.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right.
And we'll send that on to him.
Okay.
Okay?
Great. Thank you. Uh-huh.
All right, our next question comes from Pamela in Arizona. Go ahead, Pamela.
Thank you so much. Dr. Alex, my question has already been answered. The first gentleman asked the question that I was going to ask if you couldn't physically come. But I would like to say thank you. Thank you so dearly and deeply for the Healing Codes and sharing it with the whole world and continuing your plight of enlightening us all with the information that you're getting. I'd like you to know that last year I was watching going through the virtual seminar week that lasted for 9 days. I'd never heard of the Healing Codes, had watched The Secret, which was no new news because it is ancient information, but was very well put out. That did not hold an aha because it was already information that I had known, but it was great to hear again. But when I was in the virtual seminar week, we listened to hours and hours and days of many different people, all with great information. But when I heard the Healing Code seminar, I was completely, and am now, in total aha. And I immediately ordered it, went through my 12 days, and spent 12 days in aha. Then I contacted my Healing Code coach, and it's a dear, dear soul. His name is Fran Rons.
Oh, yeah. He's on
Fran's
the
call.
Yeah.
Hi, Fran. And I have to tell you, I've spent different sessions with Mr. Rons, and he is an absolute, complete conductor of light.
Absolutely.
He is pure love.
Yeah.
And every session that I had with him was, I was so totally transformed from the healing codes, but from that gentleman. And he gives me ahas every time I hear him and share with him. Then I listened to a teleseminar you had with about breast wisdom, and again was just filled with ahas. And so what I want you to hear this morning from me, from someone here in Tucson, Arizona, is you fill me with ahas, and I'm eternally grateful.
Well, thank you so much, and it's my honor and privilege. I wake up every morning amazed that I get to do what I do and call it work. But thank you and bless you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Pamela.
You're so welcome.
All right, next we have Michael Lewis in Florida. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, and I want to also say the same about, you know, your work. It is a wonderful blessing. I have two questions. First of all, how different is the success codes as opposed to the healing codes? That's the first question. Second question is, are you planning any of these smaller seminars down in Florida?
Let me take the second question first. We don't have any more planned, period. This is the first time it's ever happened. And we do not have another one planned. Now, I've had some TV people, actually, some video people who have both approached me about presenting some of this material to a much wider market because they heard some of it and had never heard it before and thought it was very unique and empowering. But that, if you know anything about that world, that very well may never happen. But we're not saying it won't happen. We just don't have those plans. We're praying about it, and we know we need to get this material out to the world. Both Larry and I do. We love each other, and we're committed to doing that. The success codes, this seminar is not remotely similar to the success codes. It is totally about the functioning of the spiritual heart and some tools to better enable you to live the life that you want to live by healing those issues. The success codes is also radically different from the healing codes. About the only thing that's the same about the success codes and the healing codes is the four healing centers. None of the codes are the same. The process is not the same. The theory is not the same. What you do is not the same. Your intention is not the same. So they're radically different.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's take two or three more questions here.
Certainly. Our next one comes from Patty in Boise. Go ahead, Patty.
Hi, this is kind of a practical housekeeping question. I have now signed up for the conference for my favorite husband and myself, and I just had a question about the process, but I figured I'd better get my submit now button pressed. So I guess I will take that issue up with the folks in the info at the Healing Codes. Just a housekeeping, what happens if two people want to come? And is this in Nashville?
Yes, it's in Nashville. And let's see, I haven't looked at the order page. Is there a place where you can order two as opposed to one?
Yes, and okay. It's at the very last, and the mathematics really don't jive with what you had put out on the wire here. So, you know, it's just something that I think that will get squared away with the folks at the head office.
Right. Okay. That sounds
but
good.
We're excited to come, and we just need to make our air accommodations. So it starts at 9 a.m., or will more information be forthcoming?
Yes. You'll receive more information about it.
Great. Well, we're excited to come, and thanks.
Can't wait to see you. Thank you.
All right, next we have Kristen in California. Go ahead, Kristen.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
So much for everything that you're doing and for your life's work. Obviously,
well,
some of us need it.
I don't know if this is my life's work or not, but, but I mean, we'll see the next 20 years, but it's exciting for me, and thank you.
Oh, thank you. And I was curious, would it be possible to provide this conference as a virtual conference?
What do you mean by that? Do you mean replay, or do you mean video, or?
Well, I'm not sure exactly. I was thinking, I've never attended a virtual conference, but somebody mentioned that they did the healing codes through virtual conference a few callers ago. And I wondered if, I assume that that would be a way to have everybody share in just like this call as a live conference call format. And I don't know if the information is, if it works in that type of format. In other words, if somebody is not attending in person.
Yes, we lost her.
Okay. What, I think we have somebody pressing star something in one of the moderators. So just know that when you're, unless you're pressing star six to mute yourself, that things are happening. Okay. So do we still have people on the line here?
Yeah. You want to take one more question?
Yeah. Let's. Let's see if we can answer that one.
We would be open to doing that, and we've talked about it. We are not going to do it most likely with this first one, but we are open to that, and we'll explore any. So email that suggestion in to us, and we will conference it and check it out, and, you know, that may very well happen.
Okay, great.
Probably not for the first one.
Okay, so let's take one more question, and then we'll wrap things up here.
All right. The last question comes from Jared in Ohio. Go ahead, Jared.
Yes. I was wondering, the Q code, this conference, is any way related to that, or is it more the purpose behind the Q codes? Or?
Yeah, it's more the purpose behind.
Okay.
It does not really directly relate to the Q codes, except that the Q codes are another aspect of the healing codes. It's kind of that, you know, wrench and screwdriver analogy. It's tools that help you heal the issues of the heart. But this is more the purpose behind it.
Okay. And I noticed I'm on the registration page right now. There's 2 days. You mentioned the difference between the Saturday and the Sunday. Are you allowed to come both days?
Yeah. That's what we're saying, is if you sign up for Saturday, you can come Sunday as a bonus for no extra charge.
Great. Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Great. Well, I'm very excited about this call that we've just had, and I'm also very excited about the seminar and for all of those of you who are coming to the seminar to hear about how it has changed your life and how your aha moments have come. And Alex and Larry, is there anything else that you would like to say before we wrap this up and say goodbye to everybody?
You know, they say that hindsight is 20/20, Lori, and I know everybody is so busy, and what we're talking about is airfare and two or three days out of your life and having to rearrange schedules and stuff like that. I understand that. My life is pretty hectic as well. But I also know that there's probably three or four events that every person on this call can look back on in their life and say, that was one of the greatest times of my life. It changed me, it impacted me, it inspired me, it was just something that has really had a lasting effect on my life. That's what the people who have heard this information, both from me and from Larry, in the past have shared, is that this is one of those times in their life that impacts the rest of their life, that they've never read, never heard anywhere before. And, again, if nobody's dying, nobody's being born, nobody's getting married, if there is any way you can be here, if it is not what we're saying, if you do not get an aha, we'll give you your money back. We don't have any issue with that. But we want your life to be impacted and changed forever.
Let me just add two things to that, and I agree with everything that Alex said, obviously. And we're going to go to the core issues. I'm telling you, when you come here, we're going to start at the core issues, and I'll tell you the core issue of all. It's what does the word word mean? And I will tell you that I did not know for years what the word word meant. And so we've spent literally tens of thousands of dollars in education, self-help, motivational seminars. None of them have started at the beginning. You've never been to a seminar that starts at the beginning, never in your life. And so if we're going to go recover something that's been lost, I don't know how you can start somewhere along the way. We've got to go start at the very, very beginning. That's what we do. And I don't think you can put a money value on what we're talking about. I don't think there's a price tag that you can put on it. It's not a price tag issue. Second thing I was going to say, just as a practical thing, Laura, I think it'd be good to let everybody know that this call is going to be done again tonight so that the people that are on that could let maybe other people that they know be able to hop on tonight that we're not able to hop on today.
Great, good point. Thank you so much. And that'll actually be a live replay, so it'll be the recording of this that we're doing right now and then live Q&A at the end. So if you had a question and you didn't get to ask Dr. Alex Lloyd or Larry Napier your question, you can do that this evening, and that is going to be at 7 p.m. Central, same telephone number.
And let me add one other thing, Lori.
Yes.
There's going to be several notable people here. I mean, I guess you would have to use the word famous people here. I'm not going to go into who they are, but there's a lot of people who have been saying for years, when are you guys going to do this? This needs to happen. You've got to get this stuff out to the world. So this is going to be an incredible weekend, and I just want as many people to be there as can be.
Great. All right. Well, thank you guys again, and thank you so much to all of you on the call. We so appreciate you being part of the Healing Codes family, and we're very excited to be able to offer this opportunity to you. And again, you can go to www.thehealingcode, and that's with no S, .com/living. And we hope that you have a wonderful day, and we hope to see you in Nashville on August 18th and or 19th. All right, so I'm going to unmute everybody, or the operator can do that, and everybody can say goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
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 Bye.